Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. This is actually more of an update than an episode, but I'm not in traffic. I'm actually in my room. I'm sitting editing because I finally got my editing software together, and I'm listening to myself and I can hear that this is not what I want to put out there. So I've just decided to not upload what I recorded, and I was struggling with should I, shouldn't I, all that, and I was just like, when in doubt, don't. That's definitely something I believe in. So I was doubting it, so I'm not gonna upload that particular episode. I just thought I'd jump on, record something, upload it, and then at least have some consistency and plan ahead for next time, like I've been trying to do, and it just hasn't been getting there. Last week, Thursday, which is the update, I was in a minor thing on the freeway. A taxi sideswiped me at 6:15 in the morning, and for the next 35 minutes I was sitting on eggshells driving to work. It happened so fast that I didn't get a license plate number. I couldn't chase after the guy. It was just nothing but stress and anxiety the whole way to work. I got there, I called my father, I told him to just tell my mom I'm safe and then leave the room so I can speak, and he did, and I'm fine. I'm okay. The car was a little bit damaged, but nothing that required like work. So I'm fine. The car's fine. And I spoke about this, but like I said, I'm not uploading that episode because I just don't like the way it came across. But I didn't like the way my boss treated the entire thing. And I just don't know where to go. I mean, if someone was in an accident and I was visibly shaken, I would expect like some sense of sympathy or at least understanding for the situation and being like, no, go home, it's fine, or like take a half day. What I was told was to drink some tea and leave 30 minutes earlier, which I obviously didn't tolerate. And I said, no, I'm leaving at 12. And I'm making me a cup of coffee. Like, not happening. And it just threw me for the next literally a couple of days. I still cannot believe my boss would react in that way. So I'm just shaken. I'm fine, but I'm still processing this. And I can't get over it. So I'll see what happens going forward. I thoroughly apologize for not uploading something better, you know, but something is better than nothing, and done is better than perfect. So that's kind of where I am. Like I said, I'm fine physically. I still flinch a little on the freeway, and I'm getting over this trauma, even if it doesn't seem like it. I'm getting there, but I'm gonna need a minute. So see, I'm a really bit, I'm making jokes. I also know that this whole coronavirus epidemic is going on, so stay safe, wash your hands, do all the stupid things they recommend. Like, my belief is that if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. This is like plague, like 5.0. Like, this is the new plague. It's going to take out a couple people, and that's sad, but no one's solving overpopulation, so the world will find a way. The universe works in mysterious ways. So there we go. That's my two cents on the whole coronavirus thing. I'm not scared because I think I'm young enough to survive it. That's probably why I feel the way I feel. But in general, if I was like someone older, like, if you take me, you take me. If you don't, you don't. It's also like a thing of like survival of the fittest. Like, I'm sure there are old people that will get it and survive because that's just like how strong their genetics are. So, you know, go forth and multiply and make little super people that'll have like the next cure in their blood. Like, go for it. But that's just my two cents. You can hear I'm exhausted, so I'm gonna cut off, upload, and try better for next week. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Shout out to my bestie who's listening to this. Thank you for your encouragement and always just being there for like keeping me accountable. So thank you for that. To anyone else, enjoy. And to any of my other friends who I will most likely tell and have them stumble across this, hi, welcome, enjoy. You probably know the whole story behind this whole thing, so winks for you. Like, I'm winking at you, like, you know what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm sleep deprived. I'm gonna go now. Have a good day, guys. Bye. Love you all.